You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 128, Crimson and Clover by Tommy James and the Shondells. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode of Lyrics Undercover, we're taking a look at the second U.S. number one hit for Tommy James and the Shondells. First, a little background. Tommy James, born Thomas Jackson, was musical literally from birth. His mother reports that baby Tommy was only quiet when he heard music on the radio. By age three, he was clearly interested in performing, so his parents arranged piano lessons for the young prodigy. At four, he learned ukulele, and at nine, he got his first guitar. While he was a young teenager living in Niles, Michigan, he formed a band with classmates, initially to play for a school talent show, but eventually to play at parties. James got a part-time job in a record store, and using his connections, he was able to get the band some recording time. Their recording of Hanky Panky was a local hit in 1964, but with no marketing budget, it failed to gain wider recognition. The band broke up and the members scattered. In 1966, Tommy James had just returned from a tour out of state when he heard of the miracle in Pittsburgh. A local radio station had been playing an old copy of the record, someone else had bootlegged it, and the bootleg single had sold 80,000 copies in Pittsburgh, and they wanted to see Tommy James. He hastened to Pittsburgh, hooking up with a local band, the Raconteurs, to assume the roles vacated by the former Shondells, and they took the act to New York City, where they signed with Roulette Records. Hanky Panky went to number one in the U.S. The band would go on to release six more top 10 hits over the next 4 years, including Crimson and Clover. Some songs, James says, begin with a chord progression or a lyric, but with Crimson and Clover, it was only the title that came to him as he woke up one morning. Such a poetic title that they had to write a song to fit it. It didn't really mean anything, I just liked the way it rolled off my tongue, he says. The band wrote three versions before settling on the song that would become a hit. Although they were still under contract with Roulette Records, they had a relationship with the music staff at WLS, a powerhouse AM rock radio station in Chicago, and James took the demo of Crimson and Clover to the station to try to generate some interest. Unbeknownst to him, the station staff were taping the record as he played it for them, and he'd no sooner driven away from WLS that day than he heard it on the radio. They were promoting it as a world exclusive. He hadn't even had time to properly mix the record, and already it was getting airplay. Roulette was none too pleased at this turn of events, but the single was released nonetheless. It reached number one in the U.S. and Canada in 1968, and it was the Shondells' ticket to the new album-oriented rock format that was replacing the hit single at the advent of FM radio. Yeah. Tommy James and the Shondells recorded together until 1970. Since then, he has continued playing, recording, and producing, and meanwhile, the Shondells' songs have been covered by other performers hundreds of times, a testimony to their staying power. Shondells' recordings also appear in TV and movie soundtracks. The original Shondells reunited in 2008 to work on a Christmas album. In addition, Tommy James has been writing an autobiography, putting together a collection of live recordings, and planning more projects for the band, and he is still touring. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.